Dave Matthews, Jennifer Lawrence, Ed Helms headlining virtual celebrity gala to increase trust in mail-in voting. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2020. Several left-wing Hollywood celebrities, including rocker Dave Matthews, Jennifer Lawrence, Ed Helms, will participate in a virtual gala raising money to protect the 2020 election by, in part, increasing trust in mass mail-in voting. The United to Save the Vote Gala, slated for Sunday, August 30, is organized by nonpartisan organization Represent Us. Despite presenting the virtual gala as a fiercely nonpartisan event, several high-profile anti-Trump celebrities are expected to participate. Those include Lawrence, a Represent Us board member, Sarah Silverman, and George Lopez. Other celebrity participants include Helms, who is hosting the event, as well as Hillary Clinton 2016 campaign headliner Dave Matthews, Zoe Deschanel, George Lopez, Secretary Tom Ridge, Sia, Jake Johnson, Kenan Thompson, Drunk History, Nick Kroll, Ben Harper, Jonathan Scott, Kenny G, and more, according to the event page. Organizers hope to raise $2 million to ensure every American can vote safely and securely in November. "It's critical we meet our goal. Time is of the essence. The more donations we secure for Vote Safe, the better our shot at achieving these goals," the event page reads. While organizers aim to ensure absentee voting and safe in-person voting locations, they also list increasing trust in mail-in voting as one of their primary objectives. They also hope to make sure that every single vote is counted and that everyone knows it will take a week, not a day, to get results. Roughly 75% of Americans will be able to vote by mail in November's election, as Breitbart News reported. In 9 states, along with Washington, D.C., registered voters will be mailed a ballot before the election. Voters in 33 states will be allowed to cast an absentee ballot with no excuse needed. In 8 states, voters will be mailed an application to request an absentee ballot. In 25 states, voters are required to obtain an application for an absentee ballot themselves. In another 8 states, voters will be required to have an excuse, other than coronavirus, to vote absentee. Critics have pointed to the continued flaws in mass vote-by-mail as Democrats continue to push their long-hand party objective, using the Chinese coronavirus as a means to their end. A recent NPR report revealed that over 500,000 mail-in ballots, 550,000, were rejected nationwide in the 2020 primary, compared to the 318,728 ballots rejected in the 2016 general election. Despite the mounting evidence that mass mail-in voting increases the risk of fraud and error, Democrats continue to push their cries for mass mail-in voting. Two Democrat super PACs are launching a multi-million-dollar campaign to encourage mail-in voting. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, went so far as to call President Trump and his allies enemies of the state over their criticisms of vote-by-mail. "We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States," she said during a Monday appearance on MSNBC's Live. "They're doing everything they can. Suppress the vote with their actions. Scare people, intimidate by saying law enforcement will be there. Diminish the role of the postal system and all of this," she added. "It's shameful, enemies of the state."